KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies, a little mist in the air, and it's 33 degrees. Temperature's been holding steady for the past couple of hours. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast is calling for rain today, possibly mixed with snow this morning, and a high of 36. Radar shows most of that activity has moved off well off to the east this morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The National Weather Service in Des Moines says a strong weather system is moving eastward over the state early today. The rain will mix with and change to snow in central Iowa, with heavy snow and near blizzard conditions across the north. The storm is expected to slow down this morning and produce snowfall amounts of 1 or more inches per hour across the north and northeastern sections of the state, and then farther south later this morning. Travel is being discouraged today, especially over much of northern, eastern, northeastern, and northwest Iowa. Southern Minnesota is also getting heavy snow. So if you have any travel plans for those sections of the state, you're asked to stay home and stay safe. And for the latest road conditions, of course, you can always go to 511ia.org on the web or call 511. In Western Iowa news, a propane explosion has injured two people in northwest Iowa and destroyed four rural buildings. Kingsley Fire Chief Paul Huth told the Sioux City Journal that crews were called to the explosion at a hog farm near Kingsley at around 7 a.m. Friday. Huth said the explosion happened when two men walked into a hog nursery building on the property. A propane leak inside the building likely touched off the explosion and a resulting fire when the door was opened, kicking on an automatic heater, according to the fire chief. The blast severely injured the two men, who were taken to a Sioux City hospital. A report on their condition is not available. Authorities say the four destroyed buildings were empty and no hogs were killed. Sheriff's officials in southern Iowa's Decatur County say two suspects being sought in connection with burglaries in Montgomery and Ringgold counties have been arrested thanks to an observant resident. Authorities say that around 10:50 a.m. Thursday, the Decatur County Dispatch Center received a call from a resident in Leon saying that there were two suspicious individuals at his residence. The citizen said he'd seen various press releases on social media from other counties west of Decatur County that residents should be on the lookout for a maroon GMC Yukon occupied by a black male and a black female, and the resident recognized the vehicle and those occupants from the posts. Leon Police Chief Jason Weir and Chief Deputy Chris Lane were able to locate the vehicle and initiate a traffic stop north of Leon on Highway 69 near County Road J-20. During the traffic stop, Clark County Chief Deputy Lucas Darby arrived on the scene with his K-9 Diesel, and Diesel hit on the vehicle, indicating the presence of an illegal substance. Soon thereafter, officers were able to identify items that had been reported stolen in Montgomery and Decatur counties. The three occupants of the vehicle were identified as 28-year-old Victor Lamont Gaston of Warner Robins, Georgia, 29-year-old Janae Yervon Gaston of Macon, Georgia, and 25-year-old LaShawn Lamar Claiborne of Toledo, Ohio. They were initially detained for further investigation. Upon execution of the search warrant of the vehicle, officers located items reported stolen from Decatur, Ringgold, and Montgomery counties, along with several other items believed to have been stolen but not yet identified. Information obtained during the search of the vehicle led officers to a Motel 6 in St. Joseph, Missouri, where numerous other items of stolen property were located. Each of the three suspects have been charged with burglary in the third degree and two counts of possession of stolen property in Decatur County, and they're awaiting their initial appearance before a judge. Additional burglary charges have also been filed in Montgomery County, and their bond has been set at $40,000 cash each. Agencies involved in the investigation include the Decatur County Sheriff's Department, Leon Police Department, Clark County Sheriff's Office, Osceola Police Department, Montgomery County Sheriff, and Ringgold County Sheriff's Departments, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, Iowa Department of Motor Vehicle Enforcement, and the Drug and Narcotic Enforcement Agency in St. Joseph, Missouri, along with the St. Joseph, Missouri Police Department. The incidents remain under investigation, and if you have any information regarding that investigation, you're asked to contact the Decatur County Sheriff's Department at 641-446-4111. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Friday morning posted pictures on their social media page showing a man who had allegedly passed a counterfeit $50 bill at the Casey's in Oneida, and the sheriff's officials are asking for your help in identifying that person. The pictures can be found on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. If you know who the person is, you're asked to call the Cass County Sheriff's Office at 712-243-2206. Authorities in Mexico say they found no signs of violence when they discovered the bodies of an Iowa couple and their two children in a rented condominium in the Yucatan Peninsula. The Quintana Roo State Prosecutor's Office wrote in a tweet Friday that Four bodies have been found in a tourist compound in Tulum. The office said that during the inspection, no signs of violence were found on the bodies or in the room. Authorities in Iowa identified the family as 41-year-old Kevin Sharp, his wife, 38-year-old Amy, and their children, 12-year-old Sterling and 7-year-old Adriana. The family had been reported missing by relatives early Friday morning after having flown to Mexico on March the 14th. They were expected to return to the U.S. on this past Wednesday. Authorities say it wasn't immediately clear what caused their deaths, and autopsy results were pending. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports 36-year-old David Joseph J. III of Glenwood was sentenced Thursday in U.S. District Court in Council Bluffs to 20 years in prison for possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine. J. was also ordered to serve 10 years of supervised release following his incarceration. The investigation began with a citizen complaint regarding possible drug trafficking at a residence in Glenwood. Following a subsequent investigation, a search warrant was executed at the home. Methamphetamine, LSD, along with prescription pills and marijuana were discovered there. The investigation was conducted by the Glenwood Police Department, Mills County Sheriff's Office, and the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force, and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports a former firefighter on the Blockton Fire Department was arrested Thursday on arson charges. Authorities say 21-year-old James Drake of Blockton faces five counts of arson in the third degree. At the request of officials with the Blockton Fire Department, an investigation was started after several suspicious grass fires occurred in the Blockton Fire District. The current charges against Drake are with regard to fires that were set within the last several weeks, although it's believed he is responsible for setting grass fires that span multiple years. Since his arrest, Drake has been removed from the Blockton Fire Department. He was arrested at the Taylor County Law Enforcement Center Thursday and later posted a $2,000 cash bond before being released. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN. Ada Goshorn, age 101 of Messina, died Sunday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center in Greenfield. Celebration of life services for Ada Goshorn will be held today at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Ralph Huffman, Jr., age 88 of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Ralph Huffman, Jr. will be today at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Arlo Damon, age 87, of Manning, died Wednesday at Manning Plaza. Funeral services for Arlo Damon will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Robert Bob Gale Van Meter, age 94, of Panora, died Tuesday in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Bob Van Meter will be today at 10:30 at the Bowman Chapel United Methodist Church in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Joni F. Bauer, age 56, of Exira, died March 11th at her home. A celebration of life gathering for Joni Bauer will be today at 11 o'clock at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Gary Hans Christensen, age 80, of Harlan, died January 10th in Omaha. A memorial service for Gary Christensen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Norma Thomas Bell Peterson, age 95, of Audubon, died March 16th at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Norma Peterson will be today at 1:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Lester Arbach, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Lester Arbach will be held on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Les Geyer, age 70, of Hancock, died at his home Wednesday. A visitation of the family of Les Geyer will be tomorrow from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Reconvieth Funeral Home in Oakland. David Haas Anderson, age 61, of Audubon, died Wednesday at Panora Specialty Care. Funeral services for Haas Anderson will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Merle John F. Bullich, age 90, who's formerly of Harlan, died Monday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Merle Bullich will be Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Rick Lee Flynn, age 56, of Shelby, died March 15th at Methodist Hospital. Graveside services for Rick Flynn will be held on April 7th, that's a Saturday, beginning at 11 a.m. in the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.